Welcome, dear listener, to the Spooky Songs Podcast, your home to all manner of beats that go bump in the night. Join us as we scare up the stories behind some of the spookiest songs ever recorded. And now, here are your hosts, Levi Bushew and Edgar Dieterman.
Welcome, everyone, to the Spooky Songs Podcast. I'm your host, Levi Bushew, and I'm joined by my co-host, Edgar Dieterman. Each episode, we're going to have a theme about horror, hauntings, murder, the macabre, or even just the plain old unusual. We're each going to select a song based on that theme and then give a little history and then some conversation about why we each chose our particular song. We hope that this podcast can help introduce you to some new spooky songs and help liven up your own playlists. This way, we can kind of help keep the Halloween spirit alive just a little bit longer than just the, you know, one time a year that we normally get to celebrate. We are excited and we're very glad that you've decided to join us. So without any further ado, Ed, why don't you tell everyone what our theme is for this episode?
This week's episode is all about the ultimate creatures of the night, vampires. But not just any vampires, thirsty vampires. There is simply no sexier monster in media. Bram Stoker's Dracula, Christopher Lee in the Hammer Dracula films, Lestat, Louis and Armand in Anne Rice's novels, every single person in True Blood, and pretty much every single teenager was gushing over the vampiric Cullen family in the Twilight series.
Okay, so we have each picked a song for you featuring a particularly boned-up bloodthirster. I'm going to start off with my choice, I Want to Bite Your Hand by Gene Moss. This song is an absolutely insane parody of the Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand. So a little history on Gene Moss. Gene did a lot of comedy and musical work in Hollywood. Most notably, he made catchy songs for cartoon shorts. These would usually appear on Sesame Street. He also created and starred in a absolutely horrible children's show. It was called Shrimpenstein. On the show, he played kind of a Dr. Frankenstein character, but it was Dr. Von Schtick. And it was heavy on the shtick. Lots of just really cornball comedy. And what he did is he created this wisecracking little pint-sized Frankenstein puppet, affectionately termed Shrimpenstein, because he's shorter in stature and kind of an idiot. Honestly, I was hoping to see like an undead, like bottom-feeding crustacean when I started doing research on this guy. But turns out I got something much, much worse. To cash in on the monster boom of the late 60s, which pretty much gave us all the music that we're going to be featuring on this show, what Gene did is he gave an admittedly pretty fantastic Dracula impression, covering a lot of famous songs at the time, doing little parody twists on them. So among which is this fantastic track that I've dug up for you. So enough about Shrimpensteins. Let's listen to I Want to Bite Your Hand by Gene Moss.
Oh yeah, I tell you something you may not understand, but I'm a thirsty vampire. I want to bite your hand, shoot. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Please don't scream. I know you think it's grand. When I fly in your window, just let me bite your hand. Just let me bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. And then I bite you.
All right, first off, I would like to apologize for everybody because Levi somehow has the humor of a 10-year-old and a 70-year-old man at the same time and thinks that this song was just quite the gas.
This song is a great time. Like, I don't know how you can hate this. Like, it's a perfect Dracula impression.
It's a fantastic Dracula impression.
It's a cover of an already great song. So you've already got, you know, the bones there for something really good. right? I mean, you can't hate the Beatles. You can't hate Dracula. I mean, he just wants to bite your hand.
But at the same time, also on that album is Drac the Knife.
Yeah, I mean, probably a superior song, but not as recognizable.
Oh, that, as much as this song just makes me cringe, this would be a great addition to anybody's Halloween playlist. I'm pretty sure I've heard it at your house at multiple parties.
Also, like, another thing that I think Gene Moss adds to the Dracula character. So we always hear Dracula going bleh or bleh, or, you know, at the end of everything, he says, I never heard him say shoo. Like, he's, I don't know if like during the recording, if there was like a fly buzzing around him, he's like going shoo, shoo.
And I think it was a great addition to have like female voices doing the backup singing. Cause it just adds to the whole like Dracula bringing the girls, gotta feed.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure he either had sex with and or killed all of those backup singers.
At least half of them, correct.
I may be coming around to your opinion that this might be a bad song, but it's but a bad song that I absolutely love. Yeah,
I will agree. It is fun.
All right, so let's hear what you've got.
I just prefer things a little more disco, and with that, the Bollock Brothers formed as a punk band in the UK in 1979, and I use the term punk band pretty liberally here. They gained a small amount of fame for their covers of the songs Harley David and Faith Healer, but listeners of the show may know them better for their nightmare-fueled original songs Horror Movies and the slow removal of the left ear of Vincent van Gogh. The band also had an insane 1983 release covering the entirety of the Sex Pistols' legendary album, Nevermind the Bollocks, with Jimmy Lydon, brother Johnny Rotten, helping on some of the tracks. Though the Bollock Brothers call themselves a punk band, they really only show that in their attitude. The music has a pretty funky disco groove and sounds a bit like they have some influence from New Order and The Damned, some of which can be heard on this booty-shaking track, Drax Back.
They're easy pickings at the discotheque. I'll leave them feeling like they've been in a wreck. You know they wake up all wasted and they never ever check. Those two small holes that are leaving their neck. Well, if they were wise, they would soon realize they're not hungover, they're just vampire rest. Drax back. I wanna suck your.
It's a dirty, dirty disco song. That's what it is.
I'm amazed that in the early 80s, you could make a song about a gay Dracula going to a disco. I'm assuming that he's gay. He's the I Want to Suck Your. Woo!
I just want to hear. Somebody needs to dub that with Ric Flair now. Like, that would make me super happy.
I'm styling and profiling at the disco. Yeah.
I wonder if that got radio play in the UK because they don't mind a little dirty, but that's pretty dirty.
I mean, I don't know if like the video nasties was going on at that time when they were just like censoring everything. But I can see that just like being huge, huge in the club scene. And maybe it was like this band didn't really get anywhere. I mean, we've listened to a few of their other tracks.
And if you didn't hear those lyrics and you're just like going to that beat, that is a good disco song. That is a very kind of cliche, but danceable song in the background.
Right. It's a good disco song because it's every disco song. It's a boots of pants, a boots of pants, like that drum beat that you hear in every single disco song. Like,
yes.
This could show up on an ABBA album. I would listen to ABBA do this.
Yeah, if this was right alongside Gimme, 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 I would listen to both of them in a row because it's just two fantastic disco songs.
I think that would be a single that would be a pretty hot seller. Yeah. But yeah, this is a good pick. I really like what you did here. Like, this is a fun one.
Way better than your lame Dracula biting hands. This guy's will bite anything you offer him, it sounds like.
I mean, I honestly don't want to think about what he's going to bite. I think that might lose it for me. Like, if I'm going to have Dracula bite something, it's drain your. Woo! Big nut sack, Drax back.
Jesus. All right. Thanks for listening, geeks and ghouls. This concludes our first episode of the Spooky Songs podcast.
If you'd like to reach out to us with questions, comments, or requests, feel free to send them to spookysongspodcast@gmail.com. You can also keep up with us on Instagram @spookysongspodcast, where we will give you, the listener, an opportunity to tell us which song you think best fit the episode's theme. We will also be posting hints to the next episode's theme there as well. If you like what you heard, please give us a review on iTunes or Spotify and follow us on the podcast service of your choice. That way you'll be sure not to miss a single episode. If you want to hear a version of the podcast with songs played in their entirety, you can listen to us on Spotify. Their music and talk format allows us to play any songs that we feature without any edits. Once again, thank you for listening, and we hope you come back for new episodes on the first and third Monday of each month.
Woo!